on Coffee Country and Cody with brand new music. Got an album released to invite you to. RJ Comer just sat down on 650 AM WSM. One Last Kiss comes out today, and Under a Lover's Moon is the first thing you hear. And the album release show is tonight, Little Harpeth Brewing Company at 30 Oldham Street in Nashville. First question.
Yeah.
Other than welcome and good morning.
Thank you so much
good
for
to
having
see
me.
Smiling
great to
face.
Be here.
Did you have some Jim Croce records when you were growing up?
Oh, I sure did.
There was something about that groove. I said, man, for those of you who know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't, then get you some Jim Croce. You would also get RJ's new album, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny. My wife is at home right now. She's laughing when you ask. She goes, of course, yes, I had to listen to him play all those songs.
I did that one morning with Adam Wright. You remember, Charlie? I said, hey, Adam. Let me guess, you had some J.J. Cale records when you were growing up. He said, I'd rather play his songs than mine. Can I just do a whole thing here this morning and just playing his records?
Well, we do chase our idols, don't we?
Oh,
you know,
my.
We
and
chase
them.
He
was so young when he died, and I look back at his body of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the range of it, because he could write the really heartfelt ballad that just tore your heart out. And then he could write a honky-tonk
yeah.
song. But I'll tell you something. I got a chance to tour with his son, A.J. Croce.
Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did. And A.J.'s a wonderful musician in his own right, a heck of a piano player.
Yeah.
And a sweet human being as well. So we worked together on the road and in the studio. And A.J. is his own man. And he loves his dad's legacy and so forth. He's his own man, his own musician. But for me, growing up with his dad's music and then getting a chance to sit in the studio with AJ or go on the road with him was a special treat.
I remember exactly where I was. High school, we were in the cafeteria, kind of doing that thing you do before classes start. And whatever year, I don't know, I was probably a sophomore or a junior, and hearing the news on the way in that morning that he had died in a plane crash. So tragically, at the peak of his career. And you always wonder what might have been.
Yeah. And so musicians on the rise, take note. Don't get in airplanes. drive your truck.
Wow. One Last Kiss, again, is the new work. RJ Comer, what is the, for those watching on Heartland Television, I'll let him explain to the radio audience, but what's the significance of the car?
Of the record cover?
True, yeah.
Well, it already worked because it got your attention and you're asking me
absolutely
about it.
Absolutely, it did.
One Last Kiss, the title track, is actually about the kiss of death. It's a very dark, bluesy track, you know, three different takes on the kiss of death. But I didn't want to put something that morbid on the cover. I wanted there to be a little bit of humor to it. So I ran a search looking for pictures of vintage cars run into trees, and it had to be rural because this is a rural record. I found that picture and I was like, that looks like what I want. So I snatched it up and it became our cover.
In a small town America, this is what we used to do. After seeing an incident like this, particularly if someone had perished, you'd go down to where the local garage who had the tow to bring the car in. You'd go down and in some morbid sort of way as kids with your parents, you'd go down and you'd look at the car.
Oh yeah.
Is that not weird?
No.
It didn't seem weird at the time because it's small town. I mean, I'm talking about rural America.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what people did.
Well, because we wanted for entertainment. But, you know, from a guy who wrote a song about the kiss of death and then made it the title track, no, that does not seem weird to me.
But you know what you have in common with the Beatles in 1966? They released the album Yesterday and Today. We talked about this yesterday. Today's note on the calendar. The controversial butcher photo featuring a shot of John, Paul, George, and Ringo surrounded by bloody baby doll parts.
Yes.
The photo was pulled. The cover became a collector's item. And
yeah, we didn't want to go that far.
For those of you who are not watching on Heartland Television, but listening all over the world at 650 AM WSM or our app download, WSMonline.com, the internet stream, that's what RJ looks like. There's the back cover. A little less gruesome than what happened.
Well, there's no blood on the cover. It's just a vintage car crashed into a tree.
Is that a Buick?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
At first, I thought it was a T-Bird, but it's too big to be a T-Bird.
No, I think it's a Buick. Yeah. Boy, those were big honking cars, weren't they?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And
oh,
I bet nobody.
Where the grill used to be. Anyway.
I'm bet nobody perished in that crash because you can see the driving compartment's actually still in pretty good shape.
Well, they made them out of metal.
Yeah, they might have walked away from that one.
It's a quarter to nine, 8:45. And RJ's going to play on the other side of the break. He's going to play live for us, too. And he invites you to come be a part of things tonight. Little Harpeth Brewing, 30 Oldham Street in Nashville. One Last Kiss, the new album is out today. release show. What time you want them there?
We open the doors at 7:30, and then I've got the Brian Ashley Jones Trio starting the show, and then I've got Greg Gehring as my special guest coming in and playing. So we start at 7:30. We're going to go all night.
Good morning, Richard Thomas, Crosman Building Supply Traffic. 7:30, album release celebration for R.J. Comer, who's our guest this morning. WSM all over the world, wherever you are, there we are. Heartland Television, border to border, coast to coast. Watch heartlandtv.com. Little Harpeth Brewing, 7:30, 30 Oldham Street. Play something with that guitar.
Hey, thanks
in your
a lot.
This morning.
You know, it wouldn't be country music if we didn't have a heartbreak song on the record. So it's the lowest song in my register, and it's morning, so we're going to play that one.
Is this fall under murder songs or disaster ballads?
No, this is just plain old heartbreak.
This is okay.
This is just plain old
heartbreak. This is R.J. Comer.
Don't say goodbye before you let me go. Don't tell me why, 'cause I already know. I feel the icy wind blow, I taste the falling snow, I see the fire's gone low. Round this house gone cold, in a house grown cold, house grown cold, in a house grown cold. We both live here alone, together in a house grown cold. Secrets keep until their stories unfold. In your sleep, dreaming secrets untold, I hear you whisper a name when I listen too close, and your skin's all aflame while I'm freezing in a house grown cold, in a house grown cold, house grown cold, in a house grown cold, house grown cold. A house is not a home when a home becomes a house grown cold. Snowflakes fall like ashes as our castle in the sky burns down. I see the dream as it passes, falling gently to the ground. Winter won't welcome springtime when it comes, 'cause you'll be gone. You'll bloom again, but I think I'm gonna be frozen from now on. In a house grown cold, house grown cold, in a house grown cold, in a house grown.
R.J. Comer on 650 AM WSM. It's from his new album, One Last Kiss. It's available today. It's out today. Album released tonight, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock performances start, 30 Oldham Street at Little Harpeth Brewing Company. Chicago, suburban Chicago's home originally?
Yeah, Libertyville, actually, a little town, a little just north of Chicago, but I spent most of my time in Chicago proper. Yeah, I was born in Chicago.
And grew up, church was a big part of your early life.
Yes, sir. You know, I was singing in the choir by the time I was 6 or 7 years old. I was that boy soprano singing the Ave Maria at every funeral and every wedding in Chicago. That was me. If you got married or died in the 60s, I sang your Ave Maria. That's what I did.
In addition to today, you got stops along the way in Oxford, Mississippi at Proud Larry's with Sam Morrow. That's in July.
Yeah.
Mid-July. Ashland City, Shy Girl Coffee Company. They have a lot of great talent in there. And
I've
seen pictures.
Myself excluded, but I've got it.
And I'm glad you're playing. I need to get over there. And it just looks like an interesting venue, generally speaking.
Yeah, Cheyenne is the woman who started. That's why it's Shy Girl. It's a play on her name. And she's anything but shy if you meet Cheyenne. She has established a really cool vibe there of, you know, coffee and singer-songwriters and on an audience that really listens. You know, I play a lot of pub gigs, you know, where you're fighting with the television, the billiard table, and the guy looking to go home with somebody, trying to get their attention. So when you get to play a place like Shy Girl Coffee where everyone's paying attention, it's kind of nice.
On occasion, a blender during a ballad.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell the bartender, we're going to play honky-tonk sound now. Get ready with the margaritas.
Yeah.
I'll nod when you come in. Yeah.
We, on occasion, here on Coffee Country and Cody at WSM, will be like in the middle of a ballad like you just did, and the weed eater will make its way. The landscaping crew here at Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center will make an appearance. It's like without fail at the worst possible moment in a live performance it happens. You're off in, Blue Plate Special in Knoxville. You'll be on the air over there. Memphis, you got a couple of gigs. South Main Sounds, the stage stop, and it's all on his website. Simply R.J. Comer, his name, C-O-M-E-R, C-O-M-E-R, R.J. Comer.
All right, of all people, then, since you set it up so well, RJ will appreciate this from the Coffee Country and Cody Archives.
6:50 a.m. WSM with Cowboy Jack Clement. I asked him if he'd bring his
lawnmower.
That's his leaf blower.
Leaf blower.
John, run over and open the door so we can get better sound. Oh, they're going to stop now. Yeah, right outside our studio door. Is that Jack?
See?
Country Music Hall of Famer. That's how we treat you in Coffee Country and Cody. You can be in the Hall of Fame. You still get the leaf blower in the middle of your balance.
No respect.
Like Jack, play it an F because that's the note.
Hey, would you do us one more?
I sure
just
would.
Just enough time for you to squeeze in one more if you don't mind.
I'll throw you a curve. But, this is a song about trying to outrun your past. Big bad cloud looming over the palm tree. Lightning strikes, splitting open the sea. My world ends with a bang, not a whimper. There's a temper and it's finally catching up with me. Angels set the clouds on fire. They got me now, I know I'm done. Payback cuts like blades in a blender. And there ain't no surrender when fate rolling out its gun. Paradise is coming due like I knew they would. Gonna be a bad day in paradise. I should be dead or in jail instead of living a life so good. Murder a crow singing choir done lost their mind. Secrets rise like the dead seeking justice. And the clocks are disgusted when they know that you run out of time. Gonna be a bad day in paradise. Blues come in due like I knew they would. Gonna be a bad day in
chance that we're living a life so good. Done all right for doing wrong. Surprised it lasted for so long. The party's over, now it's time to pay. Can't kill the piper, don't work that way. No, no, gonna be abandoned paradise. Please come in, dear, like I knew they would. Gonna be abandoned paradise. I should be dead or in jail instead of living a life so good. I should be dead or in jail instead of living a life so good.
Bad Day in Paradise from our guest, R.J. Comer. Thanks so much for
thank
coming.
Thank you guys for having me, and it's such a pleasure. I really enjoyed visiting with you. Thanks for everything.
And you're the only other, there's only one of the artists who worked the phrase Murder of Crows into a song, and that was the great Pat Green.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah. A song called In the Middle of the Night, Black Outside Like a Murder of Crows.
Wow. I am so blessed to have somebody of your encyclopedic knowledge listening to my lyrics. Thank you so much. You know, audience, take note. There's a lot of stuff in there.
That's right. So if you're a singer songwriter, you're new in town, and you were going to use Murder of Crows, been done. I hate to burst your bubble in your writing appointment today, because it always starts with, "Hey Charlie, you got anything?" Oh. Yeah, man, I got this line, Murder of Crows. No, I heard it on WSM on the way in with R.J. Comer.
And just for the record, Flock of Seagulls also take it.
That way, I actually started with Flock of Seagulls, but it was a tough rhyme.
Yeah.
RJ, all the best tonight for the album release.
Thank you so much.
He'll see you down at our Little Hartford Brewing. That's on 30 Oldham Street. One Last Kiss out today.
It's Bill Cody in the morning, 6:50 a.m. WSM.
It's summertime, Nashville.